This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. If we're going to avoid even worse effects of climate change, we have to rethink how we get around, which is why a recent report from Streetlight Data caught our attention. The transportation analytics company found that since the pandemic, Americans are walking a lot less. Between 2019 and 2022, average daily walking trips nationwide fell by 36%. People are biking more, but every one of the largest 100 cities saw a decline of at least 20% in walking trips. Linda Poon, a staff writer at Bloomberg City Lab, wrote about what's behind the data. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why are we walking so much less?
Well, there's a lot of explanation, and it differs from place to place, but some of the trending ones that urban experts have come up with is that the roads have become generally more dangerous, right? Cars are driving faster, their drivers are driving more recklessly, and enforcement has been down. So there's less of an incentive to walk. There's also theories regarding the rise of online deliveries, right? Everyone's just using Amazon and getting their packages delivered, so there's less reason to go outside your house. But those are sort of the general trends.
I want to come back to the safety issue in a bit. But it strikes me that this decline is happening at the same time that it seems like there's increased awareness about the benefits of walking. And, you know, there are all those people out there counting their steps, wearing their fitness watches, not to mention all the dogs people adopted during the pandemic. Somebody's got to be walking them. Were you surprised by this decline?
Yeah, especially with the dog part. I know I've gotten a dog and I've walked so much more than I have in the past. But I think it sort of comes to the difference between walking as a commuting choice versus recreational. Maybe there are more people who are walking recreationally, but because there is less of that commuting walking aspect, that may have put a dent. And also, maybe less surprising is that U.S. has generally not had a great walking track record compared to other countries. Cities here are generally built around cars, and so there's less incentive to choose walking as your main mode of transportation over cars.
Yeah, and a really frightening statistic on that safety issue, 7,500 pedestrians were killed in traffic accidents last year. That's at the same time that people are walking less. How do experts explain this rise in traffic fatalities?
Right. So the problem isn't so much that there are less pedestrians on the road, but the fact that drivers are driving a little bit faster, a bit more recklessly. And part of that motivation is that because the pandemic sort of kept people at home, so the roadways were a bit emptier, there were less congestion. That kind of gave people a little bit more motivation to, you know, drive faster.
And you also point out cars have gotten heavier. You see all those huge trucks with the big front end that is more deadly, frankly.
Yeah, so one of the main thing is that they're kind of riding higher off the ground. So when cars do hit pedestrians, they're hitting them along the torso rather than the legs. I recently went car shopping and it was so hard to find a car that wasn't like really, really big. It's just been sort of a trend that SUVs, pickup trucks are becoming sort of favorites among drivers.
So there's the, you know, obvious potential health benefits to consider. Walking is good for you. But should we care that people are walking so much less generally? Why does this matter?
Yeah, I mean, public health is a very strong reason already. You know, if we're thinking about the future of climate crisis, right, we're trying to get people out of cars.
Yeah.
And we're not making walking a realistic choice of transit that certainly sort of dents that progress to get cars off the road and lower carbon emissions.
Linda Poon is a staff writer at Bloomberg City Lab. Thanks so much for your reporting.
Thank you for having me.